Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Severe thunderstorms, hail, wind, heavy rainfall, spectacular lightning flashes. I'm describing the Southern Hemisphere in summertime in Australia. And I go to Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales and Sydney, suburbs of Sydney, who tells me he can see those lightning strikes from his home. He can hear the thunder. It's summertime in Australia. Jeremy, a very good day to you. Severe thunderstorms. What does it sound like, Jeremy? How do you know it's coming? And what do those lightning bolts look like? Are they really as good as these photographs make them? Good evening to you, Jeremy.
G'day, John. Yes, I can say they are just as spectacular in person. And the way that we really know we're going to get a very, very severe storm and spectacular storm at that is probably around about 15, 20 minutes ahead of the actual storm coming down through here in southern Sydney. You actually start to hear the rumbling across the Blue Mountains. You kind of hear a bit of a low murmur, and you can feel the wind starting to pick up. You can just feel that bit of humidity coming in from the western part of the Blue Mountains. And then if it's nighttime especially, you start to see the sheet lightning just across the top of the peaks there, across the top of the Blue Mountains, followed very quickly by those lightning bolts you see so many photos of in the news this week. And it is truly spectacular. Once the lightning bolts start coming over the ridge lines of the Blue Mountains, that murmur, that low rumbling really starts to come into just crashing thunder and really, really heavy storm activity, followed often by very heavy rain and high winds as well. So as much as it is severe and damaging, John, it truly, truly is spectacular. And even up in Sydney too, in the city, and I've lived in the city before, when you get a thunderstorm across, the lightning's coming down, the lightning often strikes the lightning rods on most of the buildings, so very, very spectacular. But the same sort of thing. You get a very heavy rumble through the city, the crashing of lightning. And truly, because of the way that Sydney and basically the eastern seaboard is built, as it passes over you and heads out to sea, you kind of watch the after storm as well as it moves across the water. And it looks just as spectacular with the lightning bolts going into the ocean. And John, that was exactly what we got for some days this week.
The Ministry of, not the Ministry, the Metropolitan Weather Bureau says inland New South Wales, storms with large hail, damaging winds, heavy rainfall. Are you inland New South Wales?
No, we're very lucky. We're actually considered coastal New South Wales. So inland is really from the Blue Mountains to the left-hand side, if you're looking at a map. When you have the Blue Mountains on the map and you look to the right, that's where we are and that's where Sydney is. So everything on that western side of the mountain range, they did get very, very severe hail at several times this week. And there was some localized flooding in some of the local areas out to the west there. So it has been a very, very severe time for them. What we typically see, though, when we see that hail and that thunderstorm out in the inland areas, typically the energy dissipates enough that that hail doesn't actually transfer across to Sydney and across to us here in the coastal region. So we get all the spectacular lightning and thunder, but luckily not the really damaging hail that unfortunately they did get earlier this week.
And now we go to the concern of that those lightning strikes, because that introduces wildfires. Have the wildfires died down from last week? And how about the possibility of these new storms starting wildfires?
I can report, John, the wildfires we saw last week have very much been extinguished. A lot of it was through the very, very good work of the rural fire services and the city fire services that went to assist. But also, too, as we got the very heavy rain running across New South Wales, a lot of that extra bushland that was burning in inaccessible areas was completely put out by the rain itself. So we're very, very lucky they were extinguished. However, and there is a very big however here, as we've got storms throughout the week, there were localized fires that were started by lightning strikes. Luckily, the rain was heavy enough to effectively douse them straight away. But with this coming week, and especially tonight and tomorrow, if we start to get lightning once again, which it is forecast in some parts of New South Wales, especially the Central Coast, we could potentially get wildfires that are started tonight and tomorrow. And then as we move into a very, very warm week ahead, a very hot and gusty week ahead, with a lot of wind coming in from the north, there's a potential that a lot of wildfires could again begin. So what I'm trying to say, John, is we could actually be in exactly the same place we were 2 weeks ago, with a lot more bushfires in just as many dangerous areas than ever we've seen before. And really, we don't know what's happening the week after next, whether or not it's going to be rain, which would be great to put those wildfires out. But if we get, say, 2 weeks in a row with extreme heat and wind, that's when we could start to see those catastrophic fires come to fruition.
Is the weather coming from the west, from Perth, Western Australia, or is it coming down the coast from the tropics? What kind of weather, what's the driver for the rain?
It mostly is actually coming from the northwest. So it's a mixture of the tropics and the warm weather coming in from basically Western Australia, so just north of Perth and the Kimberley region. And what's kind of happening, if you can imagine a map of Australia, the hot, dry, heated air in the southern part is colliding with the tropical air in the north and creating this diagonal line across the Australian continent. So basically, if you draw a line from Sydney up to, I guess you could say, around about Jakarta, that's kind of the azimuth that the weather is actually coming in on at the moment. So a lot of our weather coming in from the northwest, which is straight over the ranges, as I was saying, the Blue Mountains, which makes it spectacular. But as it moves out to sea, it actually swings around and starts to come more from the north and then eventually the northeast. And that is purely tropical. That is where you start to get just pure rain and not so many storms. So it's all northerly. It's not that, I guess you could say, that southern Antarctic blast we had earlier, which was pure cold weather. But it is very, very tropical, very, very strong energy, which is basically what's causing these thunderstorms. And unfortunately, carrying a lot of heat, which means as soon as it hits the Pacific Ocean, which is relatively cool by comparison to the heat, that's when you start to see those severe storm systems starting to form off the coast, which can occasionally hook back around and come back and hit us for a second time in Sydney. So it's very interesting weather, but also very damaging at the same time.
There's lots to celebrate in New South Wales and all of Australia. So their beach time is a party time right now. However, we're going to go to something that I've learned about over these last years, which is the koalas in summertime. The victims always of wildfires, but at the same time, there's news about koalas that suggest things are okay, better than okay. Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm in very frigid, unusually cold, extremely icy New England. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.